11 prime ministers and 6 government ministers are meeting in the Slovak spa town of Bieszczany for a 2-day conference of the Central European Initiative. The platform puts together countries from Central and Eastern Europe, from Austria to Ukraine, from Albania to Poland, and focuses on regional cooperation, with an emphasis on economy. Radio Prague's Rob Cameron is following the talks in Bieszczany, and he told me first what the atmosphere in the town was like with an international summit underway.
Extremely subdued, actually, Pavla. This is a spa town, and obviously it's busiest in the spring and the summer and the autumn. In the winter, it's rather quiet, so the fact that this major summit is being held here hasn't seemed to have made the town any busier, put it that way. There's a scattering of policemen around, and you can see a few delegations wandering around, but apart from that, very quiet, also very, very cold. It's been snowing all night, so the whole spa island in Bieszczany is covered in a blanket of fresh snow.
And why is the conference taking place in Bieszczany or in Slovakia?
Well, each year the Central European Initiative hands over the reins to one of its 17 member countries. Recently, Poland had the opportunity to host the meeting, and this year it's Slovakia. And I think that's partly what the CEI is all about. It gives the member countries a chance, really, to sort of showcase their countries in the light of international media, etc. It's the chance to attract journalists and, of course, that have a knock-on effect of tourism and so on. So it's really about making the member countries more visible as well.
And what will be the main topics of the talks on Friday?
Well, the Slovak government wants the Central European Initiative really to concentrate on finding ways how the members of the CEI who have recently joined the European Union, which is the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, Slovakia and Slovenia, how they can help those CEI countries who haven't yet joined, whether they be countries which are going to join in the near future, such as Romania and Bulgaria, or those a lot further along down the line, say Belarus or Moldova, how they can help pass on the experiences that they've had in the accession process to help them ease the path towards EU membership. So it's really about exchanging know-how and exchanging experiences.
And that was Radio Prague's Rob Cameron on the line from Slovakia.